Welcome to the Brilliant Black Man Show, created to bring to light the success stories of black men all around the world. It is the mission and goal of Melissa Johnson to share these incredible, talented, and successful men with viewers across the country. Wake up, America, and listen to the interviews of these strong black men who are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. They are building empires and leaving a legacy. Their life story and success matters, and it's Melissa's goal to change the narrative of how the black man is portrayed in the media, streets, home, workplace, and beyond. Join Melissa on a journey to bring awareness to the brilliance of the black man on the Transformation Network. Follow the interviews as these men speak on the importance of entrepreneurship, education, financial literacy, legacy building, and building black businesses within their communities. Now, here is your host.
Hi, this is Melissa Johnson of Wow Ministries with the Brilliant Black Man Show. And today I am in the beautiful city of D.C. by way of Virginia, by way of Maryland. They call it the DMV. And I am interviewing today Mr. John Watt, Sr. of Watt Promotions, LLC. I would like to welcome him to the show, the Brilliant Black Man Show. Welcome, Mr. Watt.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. And thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. We had a pre-interview, which was very good, just to give you a little excitement for today. I'm very elated to bring his story to my viewers on today. So we have a lot to talk about. So we're going to get right into Mr. Watt's story. Again, welcome to the Brilliant Black Man Show.
It's an honor.
All right. We're going to start right here, Mr. Watt. So we're going to talk about how this great man was cultivated. And so in order for us to learn just a little bit about who you are, we want to go back to your birth. And so, are you the only child? Do you have siblings?
Yes. So, born here in the D.C. area, and I'm blessed to have three siblings, Beth and Ian, and there's Bobby Jr. And, you know, we're blessed to, you know, be all boys.
All men. all men. Brilliant black men.
All males.
Okay. And do you have any children?
Yes, three girls and one son.
Three girls and one son. So he is a father. Are you a husband?
No.
So he's a father of three. And he is a citizen of the great state of
DMV.
The DMV. Born and raised. And so we want to talk a little bit about his history. I was reading his bio. His bio was so interesting. It was almost as if I was reading pages off a book. Very interesting bio, very different bio. And he was born and raised again in D.C. And his not only was his parents influential in his life, but his grandparents was influential in his life. And he took time to include them in his bio, as well as his church, which is the Church of God and Saints of Christ. So my question to you, Mr. Watts, is this. What does family mean to you, and how did your family shape the man you are today?
Family, it means everything. And for me personally, you know, I love history and things like that. So my heritage means a lot to me, and I'm proud, you know, to have such a heritage where I can, you know, look back generations before me and see how our paths were influenced by people who sacrificed their love, labor, and time for something that they were not going to be around to see. And so, you know, the legacy, I'll say, that I have is very rich, or I should say that we have is very rich, and it is intertwined in a very deep and ancient and spiritual roots that I, you know, I can really expound on in a more lengthy period, but you know, to kind of summarize that, you know, family just means it's important to have, because that is the first community, if you will, that you are introduced to. And then it's nice when you have a community of families, you know, that have that those same principles.
That's awesome. Can you think of one significant event that changed your life as you were growing up and being developed in this rich culture in your home life? Can you think of one event that really shaped you and that you not only live out today, but you instill it in your children? And then tell us, why is that so important to you?
Well, you know, looking back, it's hard to put it into one.
Okay.
But there's so many I can mention, but I think about my mom, sacrifices she made as a young lady, and how hard she worked, you know, to bring about those opportunities that I would soon be able to embark and take advantage of.
Hard work.
And of course, my grandparents being such great supporters of her and me simultaneously, it had a huge impact, and it forged a great sense of self-pride and persistence. And you know, my grandfather, you know, I can hear his voice always saying, failure is never an option. Mm-hmm. And your life is always ahead of you. Mm-hmm. So those things are instilled in my mother. And, you know, like I said, I can name so many experiences.
But that I like that. Failure is never an option. Okay. We talk a little bit about a village. I know back in our day, it may be a little different today, but a village was mighty important back in our day.
Right.
We lived in communities where we knew each other. We knew the families. We knew the parents. We knew the children that lived in the homes. And it was not just one community. It was almost all communities were built like that. And not only that, I think about me growing up in Detroit. I'm not sure if it was the same way in D.C. But we had churches all around our community. And the church was also a village for us. How important was your village as you relate to Church of God and Saints of Christ?
Oh, man, a village.
as it pertains to your spiritual development.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It was crucial. That was the root that began before I was even born. So my family always had a huge impact on my life because I was born into it. So the church was like the cornerstone of faith, if you will, for our family when it came to those who went this way. And starting with my great great aunt, her name is Emma Kaiser. She was a Methodist, and she was embarking on a mission or missionary work for them, and they're sending her to Africa to do a missionary work, and she never made it because her husband got sick on the ship. But they had to debark somewhere near Jamaica, Queens, New York, and it was there that they met some members of the church that we are part of now, and we're talking way back in the late 1800s.
Church been around for a long time.
Over 100 years.
So it not only had an impact in your family's life, your grandmother's life, then the next generation, now your generation. Are you still a part of that church?
Yeah.
And does your children, did you bring your children up in that church? So it's a rich heritage for you.
Yeah.
And of course, it helped to give you community, helped to give you that village, and it helped to shape your spiritual as well as your
my life.
Right. Your total life. Not just your spiritual development, but the total man that you are today. I think that's how I want to say it. Yeah. And so let's talk about character. Character is so important when we talk about the brilliant Black man. We talk about the the character of a man. What does character mean to you?
So when it comes to character, it gives you an opportunity. I was relating it to like a crayon box. Instead of it being one color, there's many. And when it comes to character, it's like having those different colors, and those colors can represent the different ways you approach different things in life. And character is what helps you shape your identity, whether you are a fireman, a policeman, or a doctor, a minister, or an entertainer. That character is what gives you the identity that's unique.
Wow, you are a military man. How long were you in the military and what branch?
So I served in the Air Force 5 years, and I didn't stay in as long as I wanted to, but 9/11 happened immediately a year after I enlisted. And that kind of changed the trajectory of my life, and it also changed the trajectory of the society that
The world,
we know of, right?
right.
The world, right? So, yep, proud Air Force veteran, served, and I'm a war medal veteran.
Very good. Now you, after you served the military, then where did you go from there?
Well, after that, my military life, transitioning into the civilian sector, was a it was like a huge reintroduction to the world, because I had gained all these experiences traveling, meeting new people, new cultures, being in different countries, and learning a lot about myself. When you travel, you learn more about yourself. So it's important to step outside your comfort zone and not be subject to just your community.
So something happened after 9/11 that changed your mindset. I believe in your bio, you said something about your mom. You saw how hard your mom worked. Was your mom an entrepreneur?
That was where it all started
Sorry,
for
you
me.
said your mom was an
Yes.
entrepreneur, and
And my grandmother's.
so that was already entrenched in you. And so, as you started in the civilian world, you were working for different companies, but there was a longing to do something different. And so, what year was it when you decided to step away from the just the regular 9 to 5 job and began to start working for yourself or become an entrepreneur?
So the entrepreneurial part was always being instilled, but it did not resonate until later in my life that that was what I was really meant to do. Because in the early days, your grandparents especially would always say, go to school, get a degree, get a college degree, and get a good job. That made sense for their generation. And it probably made sense also for my mother's generation. But when it came to when I got into the world, I felt like I was, every time I tried to fit in that format or try to follow that regiment or that blueprint, it made me very uncomfortable. I didn't never felt comfortable in that blueprint. I felt like there was always something more in store, or I had more to offer.
Okay. And more is correct because you founded Wild Promotions LLC. And as of today, you are now a business owner. So what we want to do now is talk a little bit about all these companies you're a part of. Let's start with what does Wild Promotions LLC?
Wow.
I'm saying wow. Did I say
You say
wow?
wow.
Oh
You're
my God,
thinking about
I'm
your
thinking about
company.
my company. Watts
But thanks for the
Promotion,
honor.
Watts Promotions LLC. Tell us a little bit about Watts Promotion and what do you do under Watts Promotion? When I think about promotions, I think about that you're promoting other companies, and I'm not sure if that's what you're doing or not. So share with our viewers today exactly what you do through this particular
So with Watts
company.
Promotions, I have to give first, I have to pay homage to my grandmother and my father for this one. My grandmother being an entrepreneur, but also being a great host, knowing how to be a people person and entertain guests. I saw that very closely with her in very different scenarios, because she was a seamstress, accomplished seamstress. She was able to do weddings. She was able to do events at the church. She was very, very instrumental and just knowing how to add those details that make an event embellished and great, and have those little, you know, she knew how to fine tune things and make it, you know, really look nice and professional and pleasant through the human eye. And then on my father's side was the entertainment part of me. You know, he was a musician, accomplished guitar player and singer.
Mm-hmm.
And his roots in the church, and as a instrumentalist playing for different bands over the years and traveling and singing. I have been able to take on those parts or traits as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And that culminated into some things that influenced me. And the more I lived and the longer I lived and the more exposure I got,
mm-hmm.
especially in media and entertainment. And then later on in my life, you know, I met people that really revealed to me that that's what I really am about. Okay. And of course, with the church as well, that impacted my music industry, you know, culminated this gift that I didn't quite open the box yet
mm-hmm.
until later. But that's what was the precipice for Wasp Promotions LLC, because now I do PR.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do with this particular company.
So that is me promoting mm-hmm. entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
It promotes entrepreneurship. It supports the networking of entrepreneurs and Black business.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making sure that I highlight what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
not just here in the DMV, but also abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Our contributions, since they have been glossed over for so long, it was this important, and I developed a desire, you know, to highlight what we're doing, because even on headline news, we don't always get the coverage we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we tell our own story,
right.
and that we promote our businesses and mm-hmm. our talents and our gifts mm-hmm. and our skill sets. So that is a combination of what Wasp Promotion is ultimately. And under that umbrella is PR, entertainment, mm-hmm. and marketing.
Okay. So can you give us a little glimpse at how you promote these different companies?
Sure. So, I mean, the way I promote it, I mean, when Facebook first came out,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like, wow, it was a no-brainer. I mean, and that really was the catapult when I saw that, okay, you can promote your business or whatever you're doing without no overhead. You don't need any brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
It revolutionized the way we do business mm-hmm. abroad, worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized you could do that at such a level where you can impact people who you've never met, who you've never seen,
mm-hmm.
but still have, I mean, this huge impact on them based on how you marketed
mm-hmm.
and network, I took that and ran.
Okay.
I was able to start a successful business in renewable energy. It was a company called Syntec Global, which was focused on fuel enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very successful in that, opened it in 4 countries in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw I could do that, I was like, well, if I can do that with a company, why can't I do that for myself?
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, just was the evolution of this Wasp Promotions LLC, because the more I delved into that, the more I realized how powerful an impact you can make. And there's so many people now, as you can see in social media, who are doing things that they never could have done without that vehicle.
Right. So let me get an understanding. Are you promoting your company, or are you promoting other companies?
It's a combination of both.
Okay.
While I'm promoting my company, I'm also promoting others. It goes simultaneously
mm-hmm.
because if you look at those who are most successful, they have partnerships. And so developing good partnerships means supporting mm-hmm. other businesses
mm-hmm.
that in some cases have similar interests.
Okay. So you form these partnerships.
Yes.
And through these partnerships, mm-hmm. you promote companies, entrepreneurs,
yes.
other entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. And I share my network.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they say your network mm-hmm. is your net worth.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have established a strong network,
mm-hmm.
you can do it with anything. Once you have saturated a certain level of markets, then you can take that and you can grow a coffee business, or you can do CBD,
mm-hmm.
or you can do renewable energy or whatever you want.
And so let's talk about that. It appears that you're a little bit into CBD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about what you do there.
So the
now
vet,
is this your company?
So no, that's more of a investment partnership.
Okay.
And a distribution.
Okay.
With a company that is U.S. based, mm-hmm. and they have various CBD, and I mean the real strain of CBD, because CBD is so loosely used now.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's trying to buy in, mm-hmm. but there are only certain CBD products that are actually working at the level that they're supposed to have effect. And that's what I'm a part of.
Can you explain to us exactly what CBD stands for and what it is?
So it's a cannabis, okay, that is based on a plant-based mineral, if you will, or plant-based ingredient that is used for, in a lot of cases, medicinal purposes, but it reduces pain.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with the issues with anxiety. In many cases, it has actually helped people fight cancerous diseases or virus. So it is a very natural and organic approach to holistic health.
Okay. And then you provide these different products.
Yes, because there's cannabis oils, for example. They have it for pets now. So my most popular product, for example, right now is the pet CBD oil.
Okay. And you have a site for this.
Yes.
Okay. What is that site?
So that is WPLLC.myctfo.com.
Then there's a very nice site. So if you're in need of these products, please go to the site and support him. If you need more information,
sure.
You can definitely, how can they contact you if they need so, information?
You can reach me. I'm on social media. Instagram is WhatsApp DC, like WhatsApp. But instead of what, it's Watts, like WATTS, Watts, at DC1 on Instagram. Also, Watts app on Twitter. And you can reach me at my other social media handles on Facebook, Watts Promotions, mm-hmm. LLC.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's how you can find out more information about the CBD products. But you're also, you talked a little bit about that you're a PR person.
Yes.
And that you promote different talent, mm-hmm. in the DMV,
mm-hmm.
and US-wide. How does that work?
So with PR, I mean, public relations.
Public relations.
Okay, that's okay. How you as an individual PR person, mm-hmm. are responsible for booking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you do bookings, you do marketing strategies, you come up with demographics to help target things that will help the bottom line of an artist who wants to promote their brand and expand it,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's about good marketing, good exposure, mm-hmm. advertising, and of course, booking. And because of, again, that vehicle that I mentioned before with social media,
right?
It has never been easier to do than now.
Right.
Whereas back in the day, you know, you had to get on your feet and you had to, you know, beat the path and go door to door and do things old school. Those days are over. Now you can just click a button, reach 500 people in one day.
Wow. Technology can be good if it's used the right way. You said a little bit about in your bio that you were operations manager of this
boutique
called Difference Boutique. The reason I want you to highlight mm-hmm. This is because a percentage of the profits, it goes to a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us a little bit about what that is and the nonprofit organization and why this organization.
So shout out to the CEO of the Difference Boutique and the Difference Society, Aisha Slaughter is her name. And she's the CEO and president of this boutique / nonprofit. So the boutique, the proceeds that you mentioned
mm-hmm.
that come from the boutique that go towards her nonprofit. Help with financial literacy and teaching the youth mm-hmm. entrepreneurship.
Okay.
And I am the operations manager of both.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been knowing each other for over 13 years. And just in the recent few years, we started to become strong as partners. And I knew she could use support and benefit from the things that I could do, mm-hmm. you know, with marketing and with, you know, a lot of stuff that's related to PR. but more of an operations level.
Right, but
Okay.
what is the nonprofit
And the
organization?
nonprofit, the Difference Society,
That's the
again,
nonprofit
that's the
organization.
nonprofit, okay?
Okay.
The Difference Society is a nonprofit that is focused on the youth, teaching financial literacy
Okay.
and entrepreneurship. And we have different classes that we've done in schools. We've had different activities for kids. We've even gone to a kid's birthday party, and we did the actual nonprofit teaching there at the party with the kids assembled at the tables, and they were able to make their own little scrapbook, if you would, of their vision of themselves, how they see themselves, what they want to be in the future, and what they want to do, and also learning financial literacy,
Financial literacy.
which is
Now,
crucial.
when you talk about financial literacy, a lot of our youth of color are not equipped with investing. Is that financial
Yeah.
literacy a part
And
of
that is that
investing?
one point you made, which is very good, very valid, is one of the reasons that it catapulted us into the desire of making sure that they do have these outlets that give them the knowledge so that they will understand what resources are out there and how they can become equipped to, know and understand how to function in this world
Yeah, how to handle
and how
money, how
important
to
it is.
handle
Yeah.
money, right?
Yes.
How to invest and make your money work for you.
It's very important.
Very important, right? Very good. It's saying that you have celebrated 10 years of service for nonprofit organization, and I know this is dear to you, deeds of
Deeds of
kindness.
kindness. And it's you said this at the right time. When my pastor here, Rabbi Marcus Carr, he's right here at the bottom. Shalom to you, sir.
Thanks for joining us.
He is the pastor of one of our tabernacles, which is located in Washington, D.C., 401 New York Avenue, where Deeds of Kindness was birthed. And this nonprofit has been a vehicle for the community of Northwest D.C. and surrounding areas of D.C., connected to all the organizations that are already entrenched in nonprofits, like Department of Recreation, Bread of the City, and different DC government organizations that support nonprofit. And also we are supported by, I mean, many notable people who have been in the trenches for years giving back to the community. We've been on the news. We've been recognized by the mayor, Mayor Bowser, Muriel Bowser of the DC area. And the staff of Deeds of Kindness, it makes me very proud because they have done free haircuts for people. They have given many meals to families who were underprivileged. We have donated clothes to the community. We have fed the community. And we also have different people, different organizations come in with their tables, they like a vendor, so to speak, and share information with the community as they come, educating them on proper checkups, whether it comes with,
Health and wellness.
health and wellness, even, of course, just more recently with COVID, making sure they're educated on that, if they need testing and things like that. And I mean, we just always have had this huge impact that has affected the community in a very positive way. And we have had a line, I mean, coming from 401 New York Avenue on New York Avenue, all the way a block down, with people who look forward to being, able to have that connection.
Connection. And I like the mission statement. It says, our mission is to inspire hope, to create an open-hearted and welcoming environment,
Right.
and to be a beacon of light to
Yeah.
all who enters the door through acts of deeds of kindness.
These are
We
kindness.
are the conscience of the community.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yes.
The conscience of the community. And so this particular mission is stemming from a church,
Yes.
and they're just not talking the talk.
No.
They're doing the work. And
Right.
so many people shy away from religious organizations because
They're not in touch.
they're right. They don't believe that they're in touch with their community and they can do more. Thank God we have a program like Deeds of Hope,
The
Deeds of
kindness.
Kindness, I'm sorry, this outreach ministry that is actually doing the work of helping people in the community. Mm-hmm. They are conscious of the community.
Very conscious. And they have left a huge mm-hmm. footprint, if you will, mm-hmm. on the community that will last and continue. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is an operation weekly. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the consistency of this nonprofit mm-hmm. is what gives it such relativity, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, how people feel disconnected mm-hmm. and that connection stays there and remains mm-hmm. and it continues to, you know, saturate, because DC has evolved now and it's more multicultural.
Right. And your life is so full. It appears that you do a lot of volunteering.
Yes.
Your life is so full because you give back so mm-hmm. much. And when you give back, you make room for so much to be deposited into you. Mm-hmm. That is just awesome. I like the statement when they say servant leader.
Servant.
You are servant leader. You serve the people that you lead, which is magnificent, because Christ was a servant yes. leader. He served the people that he led. Mm-hmm. People know you because you love them. You care for them. Right. You know what they need and you supply that need. Mm-hmm. Servant leader. And I like that. Mm-hmm. And I like that this whole bio is all about, it's just not about entrepreneurship. You're right. doing that, but it's also about service.
Service. Service
before and self. So it's just not volunteering just to be doing something.
Right.
It's volunteering with a purpose. Mm-hmm. And so I call it servant leadership. Servant leadership.
And I just want mm-hmm. okay. to recognize the staff of Deeds of Kindness who work so hard.
Okay.
And there's another nonprofit that I didn't want to overlook. It's in Alexandria, Virginia.
And that was coming up next. Yeah. Alive.
Alive.
Yes, go ahead, talk about
and
it.
And so Alive, mm-hmm. which is part of the same organization, but in different cities.
Okay.
Okay.
And this is in Alexandria, Virginia. Right.
Mm-hmm. And under right now the pastorship of Elder Benson mm-hmm. and associate ministers and members, they are doing an amazing job as well, mm-hmm. Impacting the community in their area. Mm-hmm. We're talking Old Town, Alexandria, and Alexandria, and then surrounding areas.
Yeah.
That you know, encompass that particular radius.
Right.
And again, clothes, giving clothes to those who are underprivileged. Even in some cases, their furniture donated. We take up food donations, non-perishables.
Perishable items.
Right. So it's
so when important. It is important. And what came to my mind was the question that I asked you when we first came on. How did the village help to shape you? As we went on with the conversation, mm-hmm. we could see how this village
yeah.
helped to shape you.
It did.
I can see your grandparents doing this work. Mm-hmm. I can see your parents doing this work. And now it's been passed on. The baton has been passed on
right.
to you. And you have taken it and you have ran with it and have taken it to another level. And so I think for me, we talk so much about entrepreneurship, which is awesome. But there is a gift in giving back to help your people become stronger, mm-hmm. to help that community become stronger.
Right.
So do we still have a village today? Do we still do we still need that village today?
We have to. We have no choice. You know why?
But it's different village.
It is.
And that's what you're doing.
We have no choice, because if we don't give,
that's right.
what's going to happen is that community is going to take. And you don't want that. And so there has to be a certain element or balance, I'll say, mm-hmm. in that community that allows that community to be revealed or shown that there are members like nonprofits that I mentioned, mm-hmm. Deeds of Kindness, mm-hmm. Who care.
Right. People who generally care.
Because there are those who are less fortunate, unfortunately, right. in this wealthy country.
That's right.
It's sad to say that we have homelessness.
The poor will always be with us.
Right.
It's just a fact.
But at least we have a nonprofit that's not looking over them, mm-hmm. but standing there in the trenches with them okay. and reminding them that they're not forgotten.
Absolutely, not forgotten. Let's go to WhatsApp DC. Talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that.
So WhatsApp DC is something that was inspired by a radio show that I started And that was in 2000 and I want to say 19.
What was your focal point on that particular show? Why did you want to start that show, and what, how did you want to reach the people with whatever you were presenting?
So I want to give credit first to a gentleman, and I can't, I am losing his name right now, but he is the, right now he runs the radio station WBGR Radio, and it's located where WKYS headquarters used to be in Atlanta, Maryland. And so this particular radio station, WBGR Radio Station, which was previously owned by James Brown, eventually was
The entertainer.
the entertainer James Brown
Okay.
was eventually taken over, and I am so sorry I don't remember this man's
It
name,
doesn't matter
but they
exactly
but
what was.
he's a black owner now, and he had a he has a vision for this particular radio station, and one of the things he does is he allows people to use the studios that are in his particular offices to promote their brand and their radio station. And so this is where I was able to become acquainted with him. And I knew that I needed to highlight certain people that I have had relations and networked with over the years. And that the one of the first people that I thought about when I opened my show, my radio show, was an artist that I had been working with for years. And his name is Big Hand No. He's a hip hop artist, and I know his family as well, and we have become good friends over the years. And he's been a veteran in the DMV. He's known. He's been all up and down the East Coast. So, but there, these this radio show was about highlighting
And promoting.
and
So this is
promoting.
another part
Yes,
of you promoting,
promoting.
but just a different avenue of how
Right.
you promote it. Okay, so that is awesome. Are is this still available? This show?
So since COVID had taken over, I had put a pause on that, and I wanted to wait until, you know, things kind of cleared up. But it, yes, it is pending to be re introduced.
Reintroduce. Okay, we'll look forward to that. What is the purpose? I think I want to ask this because we don't have much time left.
Okay.
Why is strong leadership important to you? And I think I want to say it this way. Why is servant leadership important to you?
Servant leadership is important, especially if you believe in God and you believe in Christ. That servant leadership question, it to me, for me personally, resonates with the foundation of why we do anything. Because, like you said, service, and you look at the what how Jesus taught his disciples. I'm not trying to get too much into that, but just the servant, being a servant. We always were taught about how he was a servant. He did things for the multitudes, right? And that example is supposed to be resonating in our lives. And we're also supposed to be leaders and
Right.
servants.
And I think some people, when they think about serving, they may think about slavery. But in that sense of the term, the biblical sense of that term, depending upon what scripture you're referencing to, I think the overall message that give their life for
I just
will
completely lost you again. Could you go back into your explanation about slavery and everything?
Yes, I don't think that in the sense of slavery, people think of serving as slavery, and I don't think the Bible is teaching that we are to be slaves. I think it's something that you are willing to submit to.
Right.
You're willing to submit to this particular cause, and to commit and submit your gifts, your talents, your will to something greater than you. And so I don't think it's talking about slavery at
No, it's
all.
not.
I think it's a willing vessel.
That's why the story of Jesus and Peter is in there so vividly.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Peter, do you love me more than these? Mm-hmm. Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, go and feed my sheep." He's talking about being a servant.
Servant.
But not in the sense of, you say,
right, slavery.
Right, but in the sense of giving service.
Right, giving
and
service.
Feeding sheep, mm-hmm. as in your people. So that is that resonates, that principle resonates right. in the life.
It does. It does. Now, in our last minutes, I want to talk a little bit about who inspires you. Who inspires, what leader or what principle inspires you today as a leader, as a successful man? What inspires you? Or who inspires you? Because it could be a what, or it could be a who, or it could be a combination of the two.
Well, when it comes to my family, it's my
not so much your family. Outside of that,
it would be my you would call him my founder of the church.
Mm-hmm.
William S. Crowdy is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Was a huge inspiration to me.
Now we're talking about
now.
Yeah. Because
that's a good question.
Yeah, of course his work back then inspires right. you, but there's modern day people, people today that still deposit into your life.
I would say
mm-hmm.
I would say from a athlete who is showing a great example, I would say LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
From a political mm-hmm. arena, I would say Tamika Mallory,
okay.
who is, a young, fiery leader right
yeah.
now
yeah.
in our day.
Yeah. Awesome. And how do you discipline yourself
mm-hmm.
with this character and humility? Balance you. It's so easy to hit a level of success and pride comes in or haughtiness comes
right.
in. How do you stay rooted and grounded to be the man that the man of great character your forefathers raised to be?
I'm humbled weekly because I have developed a practice over the years where I don't allow the material world
mm-hmm.
to be the period at the end of my week.
Okay.
So my material world always gets disrupted with a practice of keeping a certain portion of my seventh day sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a teaching that came from my spiritual upbringing. So okay. that there's balance.
Yes, that keeps you balanced.
Because if you're too engrossed or mm-hmm. into the material world,
right.
then you
there's
never.
An imbalance.
Right.
There's an imbalance. Okay. Right. That's good. So we have to end this conversation, which has been a great conversation. I think we learned a lot about who John Watts Sr. is. What are three takeaways you would mm-hmm. want our viewers to take away from this conversation on today? Three takeaways.
Keep God first.
One. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Always take the time to spend time with someone who's more knowledgeable than you.
Good.
And three. Always leave room to enjoy life. Especially with your family.
Right. All righty. God first. What was the second?
The second one was to spend time with someone that has more or knows more than you.
Someone depositing back right. into you, because you give out so much. Right. You need to be filled back up.
Right.
Yes. And then number three is
to spend time.
Spend time enjoying life.
Right.
Smile a little bit.
Yeah.
Enjoy the journey.
Exactly.
Don't take it so seriously.
So seriously. Yeah.
I would like to thank my guest on today, John Watts Sr., for this great interview.
It's an honor.
Just allowing me to come into his personal world and pull out nuggets of who he is. This is his success and this is his story, and he's still writing his story. He
and
still
I have
has
so much I have.
I know, I know he has so much to talk about, but it's only a 1 hour show. We may have to bring him back. And so I just want to encourage you to walk out your own journey. Mm-hmm. Success is personal and it's up to you. You have a choice each and every day to walk out your own success. Know why you're here and walk it out passionately each and every day. Walk it out passionately each and every day of your life. This has been Melissa Johnson of Wild Ministries with the Brilliant Black Man Show on the Transformation Network with my special guest, John Watts, Sr. of Watts Promotion, LLC. Be inspired to inspire the world. Have a wild kind of day. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson on the TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information and to watch any of the past inspiring interviews of the BBM shows, you can follow the tour at The Brilliant Black Man Show on YouTube or WowMinistriesLLC.com. These successful men's stories are worth sharing with the world. Wild Ministries, inspiring the world with The Brilliant Black Man Show.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.